Reading from the book of John, the 18th chapter, verses 12 through 14. Then the detachment of soldiers with its commander and Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and brought him first to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it would be good if one man died for the people. Verses 19 through 40. The high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and teaching. "I have spoken openly to the world," Jesus replied. "I always taught in synagogues or at the temple, where all the Jews came together. I said nothing in secret. Why question me? Ask those who heard me. Surely they know what I say." When Jesus said this, one of the officials nearby struck him in the face. "In this way, is this the way you answer the high priest?" he demanded. "If I said nothing wrong," Jesus replied, "testify as to what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me?" Then Annas sent him, still bound, to Caiaphas, the high priest. As Simon Peter stood warming himself, he was asked, "You're not one of the disciples, are you?" He denied, saying, "I am not." One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him, "Didn't I see you with him in the olive grove?" Again, Peter denied it, and at that moment, a rooster began to crow. Then the Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, the Jews did not enter the palace. They wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate says, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," the Jews objected. This happened so that the words Jesus had spoken, indicating the kind of death he was going to die, would be fulfilled. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priest who handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying, 'I am a king.' In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. With this, he went out again to the Jews and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him. But is your custom to release to you one prisoner at the time of Passover? Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Matthew, the 20th chapter, verses 17 through 19. Jesus predicts his death for the third time. Now, as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 aside and said to them, "We are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed by the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified." And still, the disciples did not understand. They did not grasp Jesus' true purpose because of their preconceived notions about what the Messiah should be. And after the third time that he had predicted his death, they still were arguing over their positions in Christ's kingdom. Following his betrayal, Jesus was immediately taken in the middle of the night to the residence of Annas, the high priest. The religious leaders were in a hurry. They wanted to complete the execution before the Sabbath and get on with the Passover celebration. Annas and his son-in-law, Caiaphas, were both viewed as high priest. Annas had earlier been deposed by the Romans, and Caiaphas was at the time the high priest. But both Annas and Caiaphas cared more about their political ambitions than about their responsibility to lead the people of God. Though religious leaders, they had become evil. As the nation's spiritual leaders, they should have been sensitive to God's revelation. They should have known that Jesus was the Messiah about whom the scriptures spoke. But when deceitful men and women pursue evil, they want to eliminate the opposition. Instead of honestly evaluating Jesus' claims based on their knowledge of scripture, these religious leaders sought to further their own selfish ambitions and were even willing to kill God's Son. During the night, Jesus had a pre-trial hearing before Annas, then was taken to Caiaphas, and later to the entire Sanhedrin. The religious leaders knew they had no grounds for charging Jesus, so they tried to build evidence against him by using false witnesses. We can easily get angry at the Sanhedrin for their injustice, but we must remember that Peter and the rest of the disciples also contributed to the pain by deserting and disowning him. While most of us are not like religious leaders, we are like the disciples. For all of us have been guilty of denying that Christ is Lord in vital areas of our lives, or of keeping a secret our identity as believers in times of pressure. We can't excuse ourselves by pointing at others whose sin seems worse than ours. Instead, we must come to Jesus for forgiveness and healing. Imagine standing outside while Jesus, your Lord and Master, is questioned. Imagine watching this man, whom you have come to believe is the long-awaited Messiah, being abused and beaten. Naturally, Peter was confused and afraid. It's a serious sin to disown Christ, but Jesus forgave Peter. No sin is too great for Jesus to forgive if you are truly repentant. He will forgive even your worst sin if you turn from it and ask for its pardon. Jesus' trial lasted less than 18 hours, during which he was taken to 6 different hearings. The first 3 already mentioned were before the Jewish authorities. The other 3 were before the Roman authorities. The religious leaders had condemned Jesus to death on religious grounds, but only the Roman government could grant the death penalty. They took Jesus to Pilate, the Roman governor, and accused him of treason and rebellion, both crimes for which the Roman government gave the death penalty. Pilate saw at once that Jesus was innocent, but he was afraid about the uproar being caused by the religious leaders. Pilate sent Jesus to Herod Agrippa, the ruler of Galilee. Herod was eager to see Jesus do a miracle. But when Jesus remained silent, Herod wanted nothing to do with him and sent him back to Pilate. Pilate didn't like the religious leaders. He wasn't interested in condemning Jesus because he knew Jesus was innocent. However, he knew another uprising in his district might cost him his job. He made 4 attempts to deal with Jesus. 1, he tried to put the responsibility on someone else, that being Herod. He tried to find a way to escape so he could release Jesus. That was by releasing Barabbas. He tried to compromise by having Jesus flogged rather than handing him over to die. And 4, he tried a direct appeal to the sympathy of the accusers. But finally, he gave up and handed Jesus over to be executed. Pilate, was cynical. He thought all truth was relative. To many government officials, truth was whatever a majority of the people agreed with or whatever helped advance their own personal power and political goals. When there's no basis for truth, there is no basis for right or wrong. Justice becomes whatever works or whatever helps those in power.